David's Daily Digital Dollop. Dollop 50. It might sound crazy what I'm about to say. My housemate Ben works as a music technology teacher. He's currently at home because it's half term and he's marking the students' work, which is a rock and roll pastiche of Happy by Pharrell Williams. For the last 2 days, I have heard hours and hours of rock and roll versions of this one song. The students aren't allowed to use real instruments as it's testing their keyboard arranging skills, so I've been listening to what essentially sounds like polyphonic ringtone rock and roll versions of the same song, which I think ramps up the torture levels even further. And even when Ben isn't listening to his students' work, I've still got the sound reverberating in my ears, and the three of us keep catching ourselves milling around the house singing the song. "Clap your hands if you feel like a room without a roof," sings Pharrell. I think trying to imagine how inanimate objects feel is a massively flawed concept. However, I think it's safe to say that in most circumstances, you'd feel pretty pissed off if you lived in a house that contained rooms that didn't possess roofs. Pharrell's initial dream was to be an estate agent, but that didn't turn out too well, as you'd imagine. So he became a songwriter and recording artist, although you could argue that his songwriting also leaves a lot to be desired. Let's just say that it's no Rebecca Slater, which is my excellent song from yesterday. If you haven't listened to it, listen to yesterday's dollop. "Bring me down, can't nothing bring me down, my level's too high." He's clearly not referring to his levels of understanding about grammar and sentence structure. I like the fact that he starts his song with a warning. It might sound crazy what I'm about to say. I'm not really sure though that he really lives up to that statement, given that the next line is, "Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break." That's not really that crazy. If Pharrell had said, "It might sound crazy what I'm about to say," and then followed it up with something like, "I like stripping naked and rolling around in custard while singing the national anthem of Azerbaijan," then that would be different. There seems to be a tendency for pop artists to misuse the term crazy. Carly Rae Jepsen seems to think that giving someone her phone number is crazy. "Hey, I've just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe." It's not really that crazy. There's nothing crazy about that situation at all. It's perfectly normal to give your phone number to someone you like. Where's Carly been living all her life? In a nunnery? Still, it's nice to know that in spite of Pharrell Williams' basic lack of English grammar comprehension and inability to understand the most rudimentary facets of building a house, he is nevertheless happy. I am also happy, as yesterday I received some rather happy news, as the young'uns Michael Hughes and I have been asked to be the young'uns Sean Cooney's best man at his wedding in May. I have been asked to be best man twice already, and both of those weddings have fallen through, with the relationship completely breaking up. But Sean doesn't seem to have let superstition get the better of him, unless that's the reason why he's also asked Michael to be the best man, as Michael has successfully been best man at 2 weddings, and both couples are still together. So maybe Michael is simply there to help dilute the curse, whereas I am the real best man. One of the weddings... What do I sit like that for? One of the weddings! A little bit over the top there. Well, nothing wrong with a bit of energy. I feel like a house without a roof. I can't help myself. One of the weddings that I was meant to be best man at was for Michael's wedding. Me and Sean were asked to be best men, but unfortunately they broke up, meaning that I never got to do any of the jokes that I'd prepared for the occasion, which arguably is the greatest tragedy. Michael decided to propose to his then-girlfriend Becky at the top of the Eiffel Tower whilst on their romantic weekend in Paris. Unfortunately, Michael is afraid of heights and was unable to make it to the top, and so instead decided that he'd just propose to her halfway up the tower. Still, in fairness, Becky is more than used to Michael only managing to get halfway up. Cue roars of laughter. I remember Becky at the time happily relating Michael's proposal speech, in which he told her that together they could achieve anything. Fortunately, she seemed far too love-struck at that moment to realise the irony of this statement, bearing in mind that they just failed to get up the Eiffel Tower together. But, as they say, love is blind. Which means technically I should be a bit of an expert on the subject, so think on that, ladies. This morning I received a text from Sean inviting me to attend a wedding fair with him to look for things for the wedding, such as flowers and decorations. I know nothing about these things. And to make me even more useless when it comes to this subject, I can't even see them, so I don't think I'll be much of a help. Still, at least it'll get me out of the house and away from the bloody rock and roll versions of Happy by Pharrell Williams for a few hours. Unfortunately, Sean's fiancée Emily can't make the fair because she has something with work, so it'll be just 3 clueless blokes wandering around, one of whom is extra clueless by the fact that he can't actually look at any of the things we're there to look at and make decisions about. I'm completely out of my depth about this sort of thing. Perhaps you can help me a little bit. Are there any questions about flowers or decorations that I should be asking the stallholders, simply in a bid to look a tiny bit knowledgeable? What are the buzzwords when it comes to decorations and flowers? Are there any terms that I could just casually drop in? Perhaps I should just go in all confident, bold and brash, and maybe that'll help fool the stallholders that I know what I'm talking about. Okay, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Let's talk technical. What kind of soil have we been using for these flowers? Okay, right, first things first. There's one thing you need to know about me before we get started. When it comes to decorations, I'm not the kind of guy who minces his words, right? I want no bullshit, right? So now we've established that. To business. Doilies. Talk to me about your range of doilies, and leave no stone unturned. Hang on, I'll just get my laptop out and make some comprehensive notes. Well, 50 dollops in, back tomorrow. Another day, another dollop.